free wireless hotspots in hard-to-reach places. That's something that should put a smile on people's faces and a corresponding emoji on their phones or mobile devices. The Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs Director Catherine Awakuni-Colon talked with us about how this came about as part of conditions of Spectrum taking over Oceanic Cable here in this market.
When Spectrum wanted to come in a couple of years ago to transfer the franchises, the cable franchises from Oceanic Time Warner Cable to Spectrum, part of that deal when DCCA gave its approval was the requirement that Spectrum put in the 1,000 Wi-Fi hotspots, and in particular that they allow us to help them designate 100 of those 1,000, which would be free. So the 100 Wi-Fi hotspots would be free for public use. And we were targeting areas that would be sort of community, civic areas, you know, where we're envisioning places where people could, you know, kids could do homework, or, you know, people might be able to search for, you know, jobs, those kinds of things.
Right, and these might be areas that were underserved or hard to serve.
Exactly. So that really was our focus. We were looking for areas, especially, you know, trying to target with those 100 free Wi-Fi hotspots, underserved or unserved areas, especially rural areas.
Right, and one of those areas is Kalaupapa on Molokai.
That's correct. So we recently worked with Spectrum to put in 10 Wi-Fi hotspots in Kalaupapa. There are 6 in Kaunakakai as well. Hana is also, you know, generally a hard-to-reach area. And so there are 7 access points in Hana.
So really, that's terrific, where folks that had no service now have this free service.
Correct, yes. And, you know, like with, you know, Kalaupapa, we were very aware that there wasn't a lot of, you know, just in terms of safety and, you know, just means of communicating with folks, you know, on an everyday basis, it was a challenge. And so that really was kind of a focus for us. And so we worked with the National Park Service and the State Department of Health and other folks, you know, to gain access into that area.
Right, and this is statewide. I know on your list here you say numerous bus stops around Kauai.
Yes. On Kauai, you know, we have 14 bus stop locations, and we asked Spectrum for some data, and they indicated that just during the one-month period of June 14th through July 13th, they had 55,000 total sessions for
Wow.
that month. And so, you know, people are using it. It's and they have... Spectrum has a lot of ability to drill down to the data, so they were able to show us that there are, you know, visitors and Kama'aina folks alike using those free Wi-Fi hotspots. So we were really excited about that.
And I noticed one of the things on the list is the shared courtyards of the Department of Taxation and Labor.
Yeah.
It's kind of random.
That one's a little bit unusual. They the Department of Taxation and Department of Labor did reach out to us, you know, because they were aware that we were doing this. They indicated that a lot of their customers are trying to get information, you know, on their devices as they are trying to do either their workers' comp claims
oh.
or their tax returns. And we're saying, you know, if only our customers would have access, they might be better able to gain access to some of the services that the state provides. And so, you know, we felt that that was a compelling reason to help, you know, the customers for DLIR and Department of Taxation.
I mean, that's a great idea because it would really kind of speed up the process if they had access.
That's exactly what we were hoping for, yes.
And that's in place now?
Yes. Actually, I take that back. It's in process right now and should be up in about a couple of months' time. So they're actively working on installation as we speak.
Okay, so this agreement was made then way back when?
That's correct, yes. So we've been working on this since 2016. And then the first Kauai hotspots were designated in the early 2017 timeframe. So, you know, now that we have a few Wi-Fi access points up and running, we wanted to let everybody know, you know, where they are so that, you know, more folks could take advantage of them and hopefully, you know, have access where they previously did not.
Now, recently, you folks were back and forth with Spectrum with the whole thing of channel slamming where Olelo was going to be pushed off into kind of the hinterland.
Right, yes. So we did work with Charter to agree to leave the PEG Access Organization channels, the linear channels where they are, up through 2036, which is the last franchise agreement term limit. So we're really very grateful for that. We did hear from a lot of folks who indicated that, you know, they really were interested in having Olelo and Akaku and all of the other PEG organization channels remain where they are. And so, you know, we took a lot of steps in order to work with the cable company to make sure that that happened.
Really, because it's all about access. I mean, because a lot of important hearings have been broadcast on those stations from the HCDA, the Hawaii Community Development Authority. They have their meetings broadcast, which is a really kind of an important thing and a more important service for the public.
I agree. You know, we are very happy that we have been working with these PEG access organizations for years and really do believe that they provide a public service. You know, a lot of the legislative hearings, you know, when the legislature is in session, are broadcast on Olelo, for example, and, you know, we really do, I mean, during the session, watch the station daily. So, and we hear from folks all the time saying that, you know, they love this as an opportunity not only kind of to hear what different parts of their state or county government are doing, but also to hear about, you know, what their fellow community members are doing as well.
Right, but it's an important thing to keep our community kind of engaged and involved in this process.
I totally agree. I'm really glad that we were able to do this. So we are very happy that the PEG Access Organization channels remain where they are.
And so then this internet service, though, all part of that, of the public needs to get something in return with these companies that are coming in for this permission to continue operating.
Correct. And so, you know, whenever there are these opportunities for the state to review the fitness of an applicant coming in, you know, seeking to take over a company, we will look to see what benefits can be provided to the community as well. And so we definitely believe that the 100 Wi-Fi access points to be provided by the cable operator was, you know, part of the benefit that would be afforded to our community. So there's a four-year sort of rollout for the entire 1,000 hotspot installation. And so, you know, we still have a lot more time to work through with the cable operator to get all of the access points up and running.
Okay, but wireless, a good thing.
I agree. We are, you know, still looking at other areas. For example, you know, if you click on the web page, you know, the broadband web page that DCCA has, you know, with the designated Wi-Fi hotspots, we're still actively looking at the Big Island and other kind of more rural areas on Oahu. So if folks have, you know, want to make a suggestion, we will gladly look into it. You know, if we hear from folks, like, if, you know, only we had this community center, you know, that was designated with a access point, you know, that could provide real benefit to students or to, you know, kupuna groups or something like that, we will, you know, really be interested in hearing from the community as well.
That was Catherine Awakuni-Colon, head of the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, talking about the first wave of new wireless hotspots that have rolled out across the state. And again, the public is encouraged to weigh in on where else those access sites should go. You can learn more on the Conversations Facebook page.